repeat. Any question? Where are we? What are we talking about? We're talking about four birdies that you should keep. Then we could talk. Why? Because these four birdies are four way of thinking. And these are produced by your brain, like the brain of any animal, to protect me. This is that capital I, the main problem. Hey, don't let us talk about what we're going to talk about. Because we talked about several stuff. We talked about love. We talked about the knowledge, enrichment, unification. After all that, we almost covered it all. We started with what love is not, and the necessity of a part of you that should come out and grow up here, the cultural one. We talked about the problem of enrichment, how difficult it is, because wherever you look, somebody is claiming something, and they are playing the game, they repeat the this and that and that and that. And the final one was to think about unifying yourself. First, within. Have one personality. You have different stuff in here, but they should work together. And the second one is to be unified with your species, because we are one. Yes, biologically we are different, thanks God. We don't look the same. We have different genetic stuff. Why? That's how life works. To have all the possibilities covered and go on and go on. This is the first part. But that is this, in the flesh, my real existence. But am I this? Not at all. I'm talking. What am I talking about? Somebody who was talking 600 years ago. What's going on? I have a cultural personality which is human, which is based on this, but it's not relative. It's a different stuff in me. What is it? We is in me. In the animals, we is not in I. Every animal is independent, but we learn. The first thing we do to our children is we teach them the language to understand. To understand what? To understand something that animal cannot understand. Yes. What is that? We believe in sort of a goodness. And that goodness is the base of the morality we make and we build and we change and all that, which doesn't exist in the animals. The first stuff which is here and the animals don't have it is honesty. Honesty is something that the animals, they don't like, because honesty What is honesty? With honesty, you lose something. First, you lose your privacy. Second, you lose your tricking the others with cheatings. A cheating is the main tool of hunting in the life of the animals, isn't it? Hunter or hunted, they camouflage, they do this, they do that, and all of that is not honest. We learn that, oh no. Honesty, for me, is bad. But for we is good, because in an honest environment, we could really learn from each other. If we are a group that everybody is cheating, nobody learns anything. The only thing you could learn is cheating styles. In the honest talking, we transfer the information. That's what makes humanity as one super species. Because in a way, we are connected to the dead one. Rumi is dead, but the idea of Rumi is alive, and we are developing it, isn't it? So, we talked about all of this. We covered everything. We talked about hunting or being hunted. So, oh, love is like that. Love will hunt you. And love is fantastic for human beings, not for animals. You don't have this. Yes, attraction is there, beneficial relationship is there, being in a herd is there, all that, but this. What are we doing now? We are thinking about something, a subject which has been here, and we talked about it and all that, right? So, there are some special stuff in us which are not normal, are not in all animals. That makes it more difficult to explain, to find. What is the subject? Bewilderment. This is the subject of this book. This is the sixth step of improving, learning, knowledge, spirituality, whatever you want to name it. There are several steps. Desire, then learning about love, learning about enrichment, knowledge, enrichment, all of that, right? But there is something more, which is beyond the logic. The logic stops somewhere. Then there is a logic beyond the logic. Honesty is there. Logically is no good, but mentally, morally is good, and we enjoy it. What is the best part of bewilderment? This is out. This handmaiden doesn't work because this one knows only the rooms, right? What are we interested in? Do you remember? First book, first story, first paragraph. Exception. We know exception is here. What is that exception? If you want to understand the exception, you should put aside the rule. Period, right? So it's understood why we do this in this with this subject. But it's more than that. Because we are not going to study it. This is beyond the logic, and you cannot study the beyond the logic. Because what is our education based on? learning the rules. If you do this, it happens like that. If it happens like this, it will be like that, right? Rules. We want to talk about the exception which is in our heart. First, we should be able to put this aside practically. This is something that we should exercise. That's why it should be explained to us that how bad it is in the field that we are going in. These four way of thinking are bad. The first one we talked about was the appetite, actually, wanting everything and not thinking about the limitation, not thinking about the others, and so on and so on. And we saw the outcome of that. He explained it that, oh, there was a guy like this, and he ate like this, and he did like this. And meanwhile, he explained that this is in everyone. Everybody is like that, because that's our animal part. But we have something else. So this animal part, which I talked about, the negative aspect of it, is not finished. The last verse was that in the dog there is much good and evil beside this, but I'm afraid of missing other topic of discussion. Means that we didn't explain it all. It takes years to explain what's the problem of greed. But we counted and we believe that that was enough. Let's go to the next subject. The next subject is another birdie. Peacock. What is the peacock? When they say peacock, you have a picture. A lot of feathers and a birdie in it. That's the peacock is to you, right? That's not peacock. Peacock is a bird. It's a silly, stupid bird because it doesn't fly good. It has a very heavy tail. It has to carry it. And it lives like the other birds, picking up something, eating, doing this, doing that. When it comes to the sexual position or that power of being the boss of the environment and all of that, the peacock wants to show off. It will show off with those feathers. The other one shows off with inflating the red part of the neck. The other one is doing all of that. But the peacock is symbolic because peacock is just that and two ugly feet. Okay. That's the part that they insist that, remember, peacock has two ugly feet. And for us, feet are the most important one, right? Because we are traveling in this path we are talking. So let's go to peacock. Who's the guilty party today? Are you a candidate?
Yes.
Great.
Description of the peacock and its nature. And the cause of its being killed by Abraham, on whom be peace. Now we come to the two-colored peacock, who displays himself for the sake of name and fame.
What it means two-colored?